The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Terms and restrictions. Rates may change without notice. California Department of Business Oversight Residential Mortgage Lender Law License 4131083. NMLS 128231.
That's 877-890-CASH.
9 o'clock in the KGO Newsroom. I'm John Lobertini. Top story at the top of the hour, a horrible case of animal abuse.
We'd certainly like the public's help in trying to figure out who did this.
A $10,000 reward is being offered tonight for information leading to the arrest of those responsible for torturing a pit bull puppy so severely he had to be put to death. KGO 810's Tiana McLeese reports.
Max the Pit Bull was found badly beaten and abandoned under San Francisco's 101 freeway near South Van Ness last week. The young dog had not yet turned one.
We'd certainly like the public's help in trying to figure out who did this.
Virginia Donahue, executive director of San Francisco's Animal Care and Control, says Max had to be put down after suffering organ failure as a result of his injuries. She calls this one of the most extraordinary cases of animal cruelty she's seen.
It's hard to see this level of abuse, and the officers are totally dedicated to finding who did this.
A dog food recall to tell you about tonight over a possible salmonella contamination. The FDA is recalling OC Raw Dog Turkey and Produce Raw Frozen Canine Formula. The products were sold in Colorado, Minnesota, Missouri, and Pennsylvania. The FDA says pets with salmonella infections will show symptoms of being lethargic. They may have diarrhea, fever, even vomiting. In San Francisco, the Airbnb debate heats up at City Hall.
Whose homes?
Our homes.
Whose homes?
Evicted renters, residents, tenants' rights advocates all pushing the Board of Supervisors now to regulate the daily rental company. Thousands of people have been forced out of their homes and apartments by landlords who can get as much as $600 a day in rent. Here's KGO 810 Scott Letiri.
We must stop the hijacking of what could be and should be our homes by commercial short-term rental operators.
Sarah Short, the executive director of the Housing Rights Committee, urging the Board of Supervisors to take action and toughen up regulations on Airbnb. She and others at the protest pointed to a recent budget office report that showed some 2,000 rental units have been taken off the market as a result of Airbnb. They're also upset that Planning Commissioner Christine Johnson changed her vote on a rule that would force Airbnb to register each unit that they put up for rent.
We just don't think it is too much to ask to prioritize a roof over the heads of our seniors, our immigrants, our children, our longtime renters, over the windfall profits of a $20 billion company.
There are two proposals currently on the table. One would limit daily rentals to 60 days a year, the other 120 days. Fewer than 300 landlords have registered with the city as Airbnb properties. Governor Jerry Brown and a more robust state budget, though, could help the housing crunch in San Francisco. A $500 million measure is on the November ballot for affordable housing, and the governor could restore redevelopment agency money, which could bring in another $250,000. This is Mayor Ed Lee.
You don't have to wait a decade. We actually can get them up and occupied within the next 5 years. So it's an incredible contribution.
Now, the mayor says that bond measure would be good for 1,800 units of affordable housing near the Transbay Terminal, Mission Bay, Hunters Point, and Candlestick Point. A major development today in the Samsung-Apple patent infringement case, federal appeals court ruling that Apple cannot claim damages tied to Samsung copying the overall appearance of the iPhone. That could reduce the overall settlement owed to Apple from $930 million to just over $500 million. Well, extreme sports legend Dean Potter and a partner are dead tonight following a base jumping accident in Yosemite over the weekend. He and 29-year-old Graham Hunt were jumping from Yosemite's Taft Point in what are called wingsuits, when something went horribly wrong. Photographer Sean Reeder knew both men.
I think both of them never had a death wish. I think they both truly were honestly choosing to live life to the fullest. They were also both aware that what they were doing brought the chance of death.
The bodies of the two men were found by a helicopter on Sunday. Neither of their emergency parachutes had been deployed. Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News Time is 9:04.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. Birch Gold Group offers peace of mind for your nest egg through a rollover to an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the long-term stability that gold provides by investing in a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today at 888-999-5191 and receive their free information kit on gold. Call 888-999-5191. That's 888-999-5191.
Breaking news as it happens. Twitter, text alerts, Facebook, and anytime on the Bay Area's news station, KGO 810.
It is 9:05 on KGO. Time again for Traffic on the Fives with Lee Graham.
Thank you, John. We'll start in Foster City, 92 westbound at Foster City Boulevard. There's a report of a stalled out vehicle there, but no lane details. The big problem is that all of its lights are off, so please keep your eyes open for it. That's where you're headed. In San Francisco, construction's up on 280 northbound, actually on the ramp to 101 southbound. The right lane's down till 6 in the morning. The good news at the moment, it's not creating any serious delays. San Leandro, northbound 880, construction's got you stop and go right now between Floresta Boulevard and Marina Boulevard. Northbound 101, construction's causing minor slowdowns between Wolfback Ridge Road in Sausalito and Donahue Street in Marin City. Out to Livermore, 580 westbound, construction through there is causing minor delays between North Flynn Road and Vasco Road. Cordelia, construction near Gold Hill Road is causing some minor delays, but now the CHP is having to deal with a solo vehicle accident. The vehicle actually flipped over there right around Gold Hill Road. And in Gilroy, keep in mind, signal problems going on right now on 152 eastbound, right around Pole Line Road. They've got one-way traffic control in effect. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Well, the A's beat the Astros in Houston tonight. The Giants have the night off, but game one of the NBA Western Conference Finals tomorrow night over at Oracle. Let's do that one more time. Tomorrow night over at Oracle between the Golden State Warriors and the Houston Rockets. And now your Bay Area weather forecast. Overcast skies for the next couple of days, but Memorial Day weekend is looking like a winner. Here's KGO 810 weather forecaster Spencer Christian.
Tomorrow will be another gray, overcast, and cooler than average day with high temperatures mainly in the mid-50s at the coast and a few upper 60s to around 70 in our inland valleys. The remainder of the week will be much like today was, very little change until Friday. At that point, we can expect, in fact, a bit more sunshine.
And that sunshine and warmer temperatures expected to carry us right through Memorial Day. Right now around the Bay Area, we've got mostly cloudy skies. It's 55 degrees in Santa Rosa, 56 in San Mateo, 55 in Livermore, 56 in Oakland, 58 in San Jose. We've got 56 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Tell them to turn on the radio.
Turn on the radio.
Just sit back and enjoy the ride, boys.
Woo!
Do you have any idea what time it is?
I love this show.
Me too.
Hit it!
It's showtime.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
And away we go! It's a late night, late show wrap up.
They sound pretty good to me.
Yeah, that's a lot better than, didn't we hear a rehearsal or something a month ago?
We heard Kimmel, and that was their first television appearance.
Oh, that's when he smacked himself in the head.
Yes, yes, with his scepter.
Oh, God.
His scepter of God. Here's a montage of all of the winners from the Billboard Music Awards.
Billboard's Hot 100.
Because you know I'm all about that bass.
For top rap song, Fancy by Iggy Azalea, featuring Sally.
Best radio record.
All of me, John Legend.
The Billboard Chart Achievement Award goes to Taylor Swift.
For top Billboard 200 album, 1989,
Taylor Swift.
For top touring artist, One Direction.
The top duo or group,
One Direction.
For top country artist,
Florida Georgia Line.
Right on.
For top male artist, Sam Smith.
Ooh.
For top female artist,
Taylor Swift.
Of course.
And the winner for the Billboard Music Awards top artist is
Taylor Swift. Yeah.
She just wins everything.
Taylor Swift for president. Okay.
You know what? I think she needs to build a building just for all of her statuettes and awards at this point. I mean, it's just an incredible career.
You know what my dream thing that could have happened yesterday is for the Waco gangs to be at the Billboard Music Awards. That would have been cool.
Oh, my God. I don't know where you're going with that. We'll be talking
a
about
melee.
That. Yes, we don't want to. No. Don't
Come
even
on.
Suggest it.
Hey, oh, my God. That'd be so cool. All those stupid little stars and then these, like, motorcycle guys come in and beat them all up.
I know you're not a fan of Taylor's, but she deserves all of these awards. I mean, she
deserves?
Looks fantastic. Yes, I think she
for
does.
For taking a giant dump on music and art.
You
Good
suck.
Lord.
Well, at least you were nice enough to say that she looked nice.
I love that onesie.
See?
I would
See?
Look amazing in that onesie.
Well, didn't you enjoy where Kendall and Kylie Jenner got booed?
Yes, yeah. Every once in a while, my faith in humanity is restored by that an action like that.
And then Kanye blew it, but you know, we'll discuss that in a second. Here's the
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome from Keeping Up with the Kardashians, Kendall and Kylie Jenner.
It's an honor to introduce this great artist, a friend, an inspiration, a brother, and now a doctor. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Kanye West.
Okay, so that was that. Now, here comes Kanye, and if you watch the show or you saw anything about it today, you could hardly hear the song. He was doing his single all day, but it was so heavily censored, it was ridiculous, by the time it got to the West Coast. So I'll just let you hear a little bit of it, and then you'll understand. Well, you already know why it's ridiculous. If you're going to break the rules and drop the N-bomb, the F-bomb, I don't know what he dropped. Does it really matter? He was censored. So if you're going to do this, you might want to only do it once or twice. You don't want to do it through the whole song because it is your new single. And by the way, wouldn't you like about 200 million people to hear the damn song? Really? This is it.
What was he supposed to say instead? Like wigga, bigga, trigger. Oh, I think one of them got through. They better watch what they say to me. People still get popped on the day to day. You all still get the honey with a small face. My spin comes back
from the off day. You a fake pintail like the off day. And this goes on for another 30 seconds, and I've had enough. Okay, so there's 30 more seconds of that, and that's just a minute 25. Actually, Kylie was in there, so they probably only gave us 40 seconds of the song. The whole thing was beeped.
You know what? I have to blame Billboard, because I didn't know what the fuss was, and then... Okay, so say you can't say N-word on Billboard Music Awards.
I don't
Why,
know. What
I
he
don't
said.
Know.
He could
no,
have been
that's...
using the F-bomb.
No, listen
you know
to me.
For sure.
So, in my thirst for knowledge, my quest for knowledge, I pulled up all day, and every line ends with N-word. So I'm not sure what he was supposed to say instead, or if I'm Billboard, I'm like, yeah, let's pick another song. Done. Hello.
Well, here's the thing. They're supposed to come in first to, you know, rehearse. And do sound check, and then they would have told him, you can't do this song. And then he would have said, okay, I won't. And then he probably would have came out and did it anyway, because that's why he's Kanye, okay? But look, I don't know what got through on the East Coast, and I explained this earlier in the show. There's only so much dump available, okay? There's only so much there. Once you hit that button so many times, it disappears because it builds, it stacks on itself, okay? So every time there's a breath like that, it'll build another second. So if you're hitting it like this continuously, there's nothing. So who knows what happened on the East Coast?
I'm so depressed. I didn't know that this was the song that Paul McCartney was on, too.
And by the way, by the time it hits the West Coast, well, the network's going to just have a field day with it. And they might have really been upset with him and even added more beep to it because that sounded like a lot of beeping. That's a lot of beeping. Hey,
could have saved everybody a lot of trouble and just not done the song.
Well, you know, like I said.
And that's why I'm a producer, because I figure out this stuff ahead of time.
Well, let me go back to what I said. Look, I know you're going to hate on this, but I like a lot of Kanye's music. So I would have appreciated that if he would have done a song that I could hear, you know. And if you know that they're going to beep three quarters of your performance, why bother?
Yeah, do the song or don't do the song. And everybody get over the N-word. Kanye can use it. Let it go.
No, it's up to each individual network what they're going to allow.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If I'm the network, let it go.
Right. So you should know.
Make up your freaking mind.
Right. Well, you understand the standards and broadcasts, and you know what you can get away with. And if I'm going to go out and promote my song, and I know that three quarters of it's going to be beeped or censored, why bother? Why bother? Okay, why are there chickens in Golden Gate Park? And, oh, the Palins. We've got drama in Alaska.
More
in
Jews.
In Wasilla.
How old is her kid now? I got to look that up.
I don't know. She looks in her 20s.
But yeah, have you seen chickens in Golden Gate Park? Do you have a picture? Well, can you share?
Bristol. Yeah, we'll discuss. Coming up here. And also, we will talk about the motorcycle gangs and the incident that went on in Waco, but there happens to be a connection that we're going to talk to John Lobertini in California right here. We'll get to it on the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
If I could redo any room, it would be the master bathroom.
Oh, outdoor kitchen, absolutely.
Yeah, I want to walk in and feel like I'm in a spa.
Like I'm at a beach party.
Heated floor tiles, a gentle rain, shower heads.
Loud sound system around the pool.
If you can imagine it, now's the time to create it.
It would be my retreat.
My retreat.
For a limited time, you can take advantage of a Comerica Bank Home Equity Flex Line with an introductory rate of just 2.99% APR for the first 9 months. A later variable rate is effective after the introductory time period. With rates this low, there's never been a better time to reimagine your home. To learn more about credit costs and terms, call Comerica Bank at 800-829-5356. Introductory APR of 2.99% is for home equity line of credit accounts only and applies to balances for the first 9 monthly statement cycles after the account open date. Variable rate in effect after the introductory time period. Loans are subject to credit approval. Comerica Bank, member FDIC, equal opportunity lender, equal housing lender.
Tax problems? They only get worse if you don't do anything. Are you an individual or business that owes the IRS at least $10,000 in back taxes or have years of unfiled tax returns? Don't risk garnishments or levies on your wages, bank accounts, or accounts receivable. Call Rapid Resolution Tax Group now. They're Better Business Bureau A-rated and accredited. Tax attorneys, enrolled agents, tax professionals, and they guarantee same-day contact with the IRS. No tax problem is too big. They've helped many people just like you with their tax problems. Just pick up the phone and call 800-583-1105 now. If you qualify, Rapid Resolution Tax Group can settle your tax debt for less, remove penalties and fees, stop garnishments and levies. You may even qualify for the IRS Fresh Start program. You do have rights as an American. Don't let your tax problems get worse. Call Rapid Resolution Tax Group for a free consultation at 800-583-1105. That's 800-583-1105. Call now.
My cigar-loving friends, that buzzing sensation you feel in your back pocket is your wallet talking to you, because it knows that for a limited time and only when you order your favorite cigars from FamousSmoke.com, your wallet is going to get fat and happy with an instant 10% cash back on your next cigar purchase. All the best and highest rated brands are already on sale at LowFamousSmoke.com prices, like Monte Cristo, Cuba Cuba, Romeo, Partagas, and La Gloria, which makes this cash back offer the icing on the cake. So let's keep your wallet happy and your humidor full. And if you need a new humidor, we can even help you there too. It only takes one click to get your free money back. Go to FamousSmoke.com and click the Activate button to save when you order the cigars you love. Get 10% of your hard-earned cash back in your wallet with your order of $75 or more today. You won't get a bigger return on your cigar dollar from anywhere else. Go to FamousSmoke.com and click the Activate button to order today. FamousSmoke.com. That's FamousSmoke.com.
Ever wish you had a team of specialists to help you lose weight? That's what you get with Jumpstart MD. Our experts evaluate your medical condition with your lifestyle goals and combine it with our expertise in nutrition science to customize a program just for you. Over 20,000 people in the Bay Area have already partnered with the Jumpstart MD team to lose weight. Find your Jumpstart coach and call 1-855-JUMPSTART today. Call by May 31st and mention KGO to save 25% off your first visit.
Warmer weather and humidity bring musty odors to your basement or crawl space. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. The EPA recommends ventilation instead to reduce moisture, odors, and expel pollutants, which is what WAVE has been promoting for over 20 years. The maintenance-free WAVE ventilation unit transforms your home into a drier, healthier environment. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to dryhome123.com. That's dryhome123.com. I'm gonna carry on.
Thank you, Madge. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810, along with the Heather program, as we move forward. Oh, yeah. You know, something that was not censored was Louis C.K.'s racy jokes about pedophiles. Boy, oh,
sure,
boy.
Racy's the right word.
Yes. That had, the social media's panties in a wad today, big time. So, I'm going to let you hear it. And then is it a bunch of overblown BS, like a lot of things, or is it offensive?
But there is no worse life available to a human than being a caught child molester. And yet they still do it, which from you can only really surmise that it must be really good. I mean, from their point of view, not ours, but from their point of view, it must be amazing for them to risk so much. How do you think I feel? It's my last show, probably.
Well, naturally, there are people, as I said, really upset with the entire joke.
You know, the pendulum's swinging, though. I'm taking a look at Twitter, and a lot of people are saying, back off, settle down. David Lynch tweeted, maybe I'm an a-hole, but I didn't see anything offensive with Louis C.K. monologue. Only thing offensive about Louis C.K. is anybody who still watches SNL, blah, blah, blah.
Well, speaking of David Lynch, he apparently worked out his difference. Is anyone surprised about this? He has decided that he will once again indeed rejoin Twin Peaks.
You know what's weird is that's the name of the bar in Waco.
Yes.
Isn't that weird?
I know. It is really strange. Of course, we're talking about the horrible, horrible case of the shootings at that one restaurant, Twin Peaks, in Waco over the weekend. What is it? 19 people are dead? Nine people are dead?
Nine
people
dead. God. I had this on the tip of my tongue.
I don't know. Well, we're gonna talk about it with John Lobertini coming up here.
Hundreds arrested.
So beyond Louis C.K., why are there chickens in Golden Gate Park? What the hell's going on over there? I mean, we've got one of the most revered parks on the West Coast, and it's very well known for all of its mysterious and hidden pathways and statues and all of those great things, which make it great. So what's up with the chickens? Everybody's trying to figure out it's like the Talking Heads paraphrase. How did they get there?
How did I get here?
Yes. How did they get there?
He didn't cross the road. Someone dropped him off.
That's what I'm thinking. All signs point to owners who buy chickens either as pets for their eggs or end up letting them go by dumping them in the park. I guess it has, according to the story that I read, it's an urban issue. People letting chickens go. What do you think's going to happen when you get a chicken? First of all, they're very messy. And then there's the noise. If you get a rooster. Yes, you have your own rooster story, don't you?
Yeah, I couldn't believe it.
What is the chance of this happening?
Oh, my God. Moved in with this guy years ago, and I you know, we need to look this up, too. I'm not sure you're allowed to have a rooster within San Francisco, but somehow we were out.
They're in Golden Gate, yeah.
Somehow we were out on the edge, and these freaking roosters would wake us up every morning. And it was some guy, and he had AIDS, and you feel bad, and you're like, all right, I'll just shut up about the chickens and everything. So he dies. Somebody moves in. They have frickin' chicken and roosters as well. Same apartment, different owner, chickens. You should have get away from them for a while.
Somebody should have thrown the coop out before the next people moved in.
Yeah, maybe they saw it and they were like, hey, that's a good idea. Think of the money we'll save if we raise our own eggs. Oh my God.
Wow, and what time does that alarm go off? It goes off at sunrise, right?
Well, right
before sunrise, which is even worse. Oh, geez. So it looks like the news outlets here in the city are pointing to the hipsters and young urbanites who want to set up offset corporate farming with their own hen house. Bad idea.
Especially so very organic if you raise it on your own, you know?
Yeah, well, who gives a cluck? So there's a possibility that, you know, and then the avian flu is out there.
You know, it's in Iowa.
We don't want it here.
Yeah.
Yeah. So be looking out for the chickens in the park.
Looking for those chickens crossing the path.
Let's have some fun with this. Bristol Palin and Dakota Meyer's wedding plans have been canceled, according to Sarah Palin.
Dashed. Sarah call it off?
No. But let me. This story was just breaking as we came on the air. So let's see here. Bristol and Dakota couldn't be more thankful for the love and support of family and friends. Blah 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 blah. They have informed loved ones that, unfortunately, the announced celebration plan for May 23rd will not be held.
Apparently, this is like being left at the altar. I mean, that's in a few days.
Yes, yes. You're right. It's this weekend, isn't it? So she added that the Palin and Mayer families would still gather for a barbecue in Kentucky where the wedding was supposed to be held. So it was going to be a destination wedding to celebrate life in general. She also included the following statement from her daughter regarding salacious headlines in recent days about secret wives. Dakota, the gentleman she was going to marry, and I discussed our past relationships prior to our engagement. Now this is Bristol speaking. Dakota was legally divorced years ago, as any good reporter could and should have disclosed to all readers. As usual, false stories and dramatically written headlines begging controversy would be and should be disregarded. And we have faith that our privacy will be respected at this time by those with decency. Now, here's the scuttlebutt. It was reported last week that Meyer, the man who she was going to marry, had another woman, Cassandra, had married another woman. Her name was Cassandra in May of 2008, and that he'd hidden the previous marriage from Bristol. How do you hide that? I mean, and by the way, I guess I'd call off the wedding too. If you drop that whopper on me.
So just because he was married before and didn't tell her. So he's a liar. I mean, I guess a good reason not to get married.
Yes.
But why are they still going to hang out together this weekend? That part I don't get.
I'm sure everybody bought their airline tickets and, you know, it's expensive to cancel and you can't get your money back.
It's going
to
turn into another biker melee, I bet.
Stop it with
that. The Palins are going to be waiting there with their guns and shoot the Myers.
That's what they're going to do. They're going to lay in wait.
Please. She's got to be angry.
We are going to discuss the biker incident in Waco along with John Lobertini. But there is a California angle, and Lobertini has the exclusive on that. That's coming up next on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your car today.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids.
donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
How would you like to make up to $20,000 a month flipping houses with no risk? Hi, my name is Nick Vertucci, and over the last 2 years, my elite team of house flippers have flipped over 800 properties by using my three-step flipping system that guarantees quick profits. And this year, we plan to double it. I'm growing my team in your area, and I'm looking for help. I have more cash available than deals right now, so I need you. All interested candidates, call now and take an inside peek of my flipping system. I'll rush you out a free copy of my Fortunes in Flipping CD kit that will show you how easy it is to get in, get out, and get paid immediately flipping houses if you come join my team.
Call 1-800-708-4757 now to get your free Fortunes in Flipping kit. Call 800-708-4757 in the next 20 minutes, and Nick will also give you free tickets to a live workshop coming to the Bay Area. Call 800-708-4757. That's 800-708-4757, and get your free kit now.
KGOA 10 has your tickets to see Woody Allen and his New Orleans Jazz Band Thursday, August 6th at the Regency in San Francisco. To win, visit the contest page at KGORadio.com. Woody Allen and his New Orleans Jazz Band from KGO 810.
Here's a different spin on things. Why are white gang members destroying their own community? That after we check in with John Lobertini in the KGO newsroom.
Thank you, Drex. Our top story at the bottom of the hour.
8 airstrikes in just the last 24 hours by the U.S. They try and hold back ISIS.
That is Nick Peyton Walsh reporting on the U.S.-led coalition pounding ISIS with airstrikes in locations around Ramadi. That's the strategic Iraqi city the militants took from Iraqi forces over the weekend.
The U.S. has tried to say this isn't a massive loss. It's part of the back and forth of the war, but it is a devastating blow.
Back here in the States, a major development today in the Samsung-Apple patent infringement case. A federal appeals court ruling that Apple cannot claim damages tied to Samsung copying the overall appearance of the iPhone. That could reduce the settlement owed Apple from $930 million to just over $500 million. Waco, Texas remains on high alert tonight following that Wild West shootout between rival biker gangs that left 9 people dead, 18 wounded. 170 members of those rival gangs charged today with engaging in organized crime. Former ATF undercover agent Charles Falco telling Nashville's WTN this is not over.
Probably initiate another strike against each other in 9 months, a year. They'll back off for a little bit and then try to get revenge after everything dies down.
Security at the McLennan County Jail is tight tonight amid fears those gangs will retaliate. Bail for each of those suspects has been set at $1 million.
It's hard to see this level of abuse.
A reward tonight for a suspected animal abuser, $10,000 is being offered in San Francisco for whoever tortured a pit bull and left him for dead. As KGO 810's Tiana McLeese tells us, the dog's injuries were so severe, he had to be euthanized.
Max was a very sweet dog, and it's hard to see this level of abuse.
Max was found under the 101 freeway near South Van Ness, suffering from cigarette burns, head trauma, and missing teeth. Virginia Donahue, executive director of San Francisco's Animal Care and Control, says officers are doing all they can. There have been reports of vigilantes harassing the homeless where Max was found. She cautions residents to let authorities handle the case.
Animal control officers have police authority. They should be the only ones going out and looking for this person.
In San Mateo, California Fish and Game officials used a tranquilizer gun tonight to capture a mountain lion seen wandering through several neighborhoods. The big cat was first spotted about 4:30 this morning near Avila Road, and then after that, several sightings throughout the day. Then around 7 o'clock tonight, the mountain lion was tracked to the backyard of a home in downtown San Mateo, where wildlife officials shot it with tranquilizers. Well, it wasn't a gun that caused the damage to the window of an Amtrak locomotive train that derailed earlier this week, I should say last week. Correspondent Steve Kastenbaum, though, says it may have been hit by something.
The FBI closely examined the damage to the front window of the locomotive, and they determined that it was not hit by a bullet. The NTSB hasn't ruled out the possibility, though, that it was struck by something else. Investigators interviewed the motorman of a Philadelphia commuter train that had its front window smashed by some sort of flying object that same night.
8 people were killed in that accident, among them a man from the Bay Area. Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News Time is 9:33.
The California State solar rebate is gone. Soon, the federal tax incentive will disappear too. Wait much longer, and you'll wind up paying 30% more for your new solar system. Have you given up because you think you can't afford solar? At Semper Solaris, we don't give up that easy. Call before the end of the month and get your system with no payments till June of 2016. We're still the only solar company that pays you the equivalent of California's rebate. New customers actually get an instant rebate check. Why Semper Solaris? We hand you cash. We only use U.S. manufacturers, and our panels come with a 25-year warranty, including labor. We're A-rated by the Better Business Bureau, and we're U.S. veteran-owned. We complete our mission with esprit de corps and honor. You get a solar system for no money out of pocket. Get a California equivalent instant rebate check, and call before the end of the month and pay nothing until June of 2016. Call Semper Solaris now. 800-708-4849. 800-708-4849. 800-708-4849.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom sleep gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
KGOA 10 has your tickets to see Woody Allen and his New Orleans Jazz Band Thursday, August 6th at the Regency in San Francisco. To win, visit the contest page at KGORadio.com. Woody Allen and his New Orleans Jazz Band from KGO 810.
It is 9:35 on KGO. Time again to check your traffic on the fives with Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, John. I want to start in Napa right now. Eastbound 116, a little after Old Adobe Road. Please watch out for a child's bouncy thing there in the eastbound lane. And north of Antioch, construction again is causing slowdowns tonight on 160 north and southbound. It's got you slow to stop and go between Sherman Island Crossing Road and West Sherman Island Road. Concord, eastbound 4 at Port Chicago Highway. Please watch out for a refrigerator in lanes 3 and 4. And in the city, northbound 101, starting to get some construction jam-ups right now between Chestnut Street and Marina Boulevard. And in San Leandro, southbound 880, construction really starting to bog things down between Davis Street and 98th Avenue. In San Jose, a broken-down Jeep on 101 southbound at East Capitol Expressway. It's actually blocking the left lane of the off-ramp there. And in Pleasanton, westbound 580 construction starting to jam you up from 680 back to just before Doherty Road. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Now your Bay Area weather forecast from KGO 810 weather forecaster Spencer Christian.
Tomorrow will be another gray, overcast, and cooler than average day. The rest of the week will bring very little change in this pattern until Friday, when we'll see a little bit more sunshine. And then over the weekend, Memorial Day weekend, it'll be much sunnier and milder with afternoon highs in the mid-70s inland, lower 70s near the bay.
And that sunshine is expected to carry us right through Memorial Day. Right now around the Bay Area, we've got mostly cloudy skies. It's 55 degrees in Half Moon Bay, 53 in Santa Cruz. We've got 54 in Santa Rosa, 58 in San Jose, and 56 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
She's saying, she's praying. It's Carrie Underwood. Toy guns from an episode of Ram Country. Whatever Ram Country is, I'm not sure what that is. I don't know. Oh, well, this is cool. Janet Jackson posted a video over the weekend promising some big things. See, you know, it's been a while since we've heard from Janet. Yeah. So she's going to release new music and do a world tour this year.
I promised you'd hear it from my lips. And now you will. This year, new music, new world tour, a new movement. I've been listening. Let's keep the conversation going.
Wow. Well, that's a sexy release video. That's quite a production. For an announcement. All right. Well, it works for me. Arnold Schwarzenegger. Yes. ask you to blow up stuff for his charity. That's right.
Oh, my God.
I said I'd be back. I am. Last year, I flew an Omaze winner out to Los Angeles to crush things with my tank. Since I made a career of doing sequels, which is basically the same thing as the original, except more awesome. This year, we're gonna blow up. Boom goes the dynamite. Let's say you're procrastinating cleaning your closet. All your neighbor's car alarm won't stop going off. I have a solution.
Yes. Oh, what the I just washed this!
Consider it waxed.
There are city codes!
No, you didn't just hallucinate. I'm inviting you to Los Angeles to blow with me. Just go to amaze.com/Arnold. And remember, it all benefits after-school programs. So what are you waiting for? Don't blow it.
Arnold. I knew I shouldn't have moved in next to him. I didn't listen to my gut, and then I get an exploded car.
I love this. So you can. This is a real thing. This is a thing. You've got to get in on the drawing. It's Omaze, as in the letter O, maze.com/Arnold. And by donating to the cause, the more you give, more chances you buy. $10 buys you 100 entries. $25 buys you 250, and so on and so forth. And then you get to go ride around in a tank with him, crush stuff, and blow things up.
Have you seen that?
No.
It is cool. I thought, yeah, way to go, right on, Arnold.
That's great.
I'm serious. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, well, I mean, he looks old, and you're thinking, is he going to pimp a movie? And then he's doing this.
Well, he does have his film coming out. There is another one.
Yeah.
There's one more Terminator movie on the way. I guess it's going to be the summer blockbuster. Let's talk about Waco for a second to switch subjects here. And the violent clash that went on between the rival biker gangs in Waco Sunday afternoon. 9 gang members dead, at least 18 others injured.
18 injured, and 170 is the number that has been revised downward.
Okay.
The people that arrested. Have been charged with engaging in organized crime, and they've set each of their bails at $1 million.
Whoa.
Okay, now, you've heard that news, and that's bad news. Now here's the California news. There's apparently somewhat of a little bit of a connection.
Well, I have a friend who back in January was en route here to the Bay Area to drop his son off at school. And it was on January 17th, and they found themselves sharing the highway with a bunch of guys on motorcycles. Well, they turn out to be a motorcycle gang. They're not happy that his son is only driving 70 in the fast lane, speed limit 65. So they start to surround the car, kick it, hit it with things. Dad is in a separate car following his son down to school because boy's got to have a car at school.
Yeah.
And then they force his son off the road. And at that point, and Dad tells me that there are 100 bikers surrounding this kid's car. And so Dad is watching in horror as they force his son.
This is all at 65, 70 miles per
hour. Yeah, they force him off the highway. One of the highways, 80 or I-5 or 580, and they force him off the roadway. And, well, listen to this soundbite.
I called 911, and it goes to voicemail. I can't even get 911 to help us.
So he tries to call 911. It goes to voicemail, but it goes to voicemail because there are a lot of other people watching this that are calling 911. They force his son off the highway, and I know this kid. He's 5'11", 140 pounds, wet, and these bikers get out and start picking a fight with him, and Dad's pulling up. They punch the kid in the mouth, knock out a tooth that he's still getting dental work to have replaced, and it was a horrifying moment. But it was right about that time that the people that had been calling 911 got the attention of the CHP. They were en route. The motorcyclists left the area. So afterwards, I'm asking him, are you going to file charges? He says, I don't know if I'm going to file charges. I go, man, you have to file charges. And he says, I don't think that I want to file charges. No. I'm afraid to file charges.
Well,
and listen to his explanation.
Yeah.
Yes.
Did you press charges? Did you attempt to?
I'm not afraid of
very many people, but I'm not going to press charges to the Hells Angels.
Why not?
Because the police report, they're going to have my address on there. They're going to have all the information that I have. I'm not afraid for me. I'm afraid for my family.
Logical thought process.
Well, and this is something that even the law enforcement officials in Texas say they've received numerous retaliatory threats from the biker gangs following Sunday's incident. And they're on high alert.
And it just so happened that on this particular day, earlier this year on January 17th, there was the Easy Rider motorcycle biker show at the Sacramento Convention Center, and there was a fight, an altercation that broke out amongst rival gang members there. Three men were arrested for assault when a brawl broke out. So there was you had bikers out on the roadway looking to pick another fight, and fortunately, this man and his son survived it. And I asked him, I called him up today, and I said, "Did you hear about this news?" And he said, "Yeah." And I said, "What do you think about this?" He's like, he says, and this is the first time he's ever said this to me. He said, "Honestly, I really feel lucky to be alive." And so, you know, there are motorcycle gangs out west here. They frequent big events in Reno. We mentioned earlier Hot August Nights, you know, a great event there showcasing, you know, vintage cars. And it's just been a good party over the years. But in recent years, it has been a gathering place for rival motorcycle gangs.
Well, now CNN is reporting that of course, they're doing the spin thing here. I mean, it's just been nonstop since I've gone on the air. But they're reporting that other bikers are now heading towards Texas.
You know, that doesn't surprise me. It's unfortunate that, I mean, it just seems like everywhere we turn, there's sort of this lawless approach to, you know, the world.
There's power in numbers.
And there's power in numbers.
And didn't this gentleman explain to you also that the CHP is somewhat fearful of them too?
Yeah, he said, I said, did you ask them, did they dispatch anyone to go, you know, get these guys? He says, no. He goes, they said they're afraid of these guys.
And, well, yeah, you know, there's 100 of them and there's one of you in a squad
car. Right. Well, I mean, you never know who's in the area. You know, how many CHP cars are in the area, but they usually travel alone. It was a weekend. Not surprising that, you know, this individual guy was dealing with the roadside situation. What happened via the dispatcher and local police and the CHP remains to be seen.
Well, Heather and I were talking about this earlier, and we tend to want to think that this is time going by, that that's, you know, all of this was going back to Easy Rider days, but not so much, I guess.
Well, it was my sense just from covering the news, and that's usually a pretty good barometer for, you know, what's hot and what's not. I don't recall anything like this in decades. And This is a new phenomenon from where I sit.
And it's new to me, too. All right. Well, I thank you very much, John Libertine.
You bet.
Yes. Did someone want to correct us for something here? What do we got?
Yeah. It sounds like he's afraid to give his name out as well because these guys
fine.
Are so scary, but
no,
has somehow been involved in litigation, I believe, and that one percenter was misused. Go ahead, caller from San Francisco.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. You're on.
Yes, I've represented, as a lawyer, biker gangs for 40 years. A one percenter is not at all what was just described. Can you hear me?
Yes. You're on the air. Go ahead.
A one percenter is someone very, very special in the group who will do whatever they're told, whatever it is. It means walk into a room with six guys who are armed and charge them, try to hurt them, try to do anything. A one percenter will do whatever he is told to do.
So are you saying that these guys were specially chosen hitmen to go out and exact this whatever it was in Texas? I mean, are these designated hitmen?
One percenters will do anything, and it makes no difference what loss to life or loss to property or loss to anything. A one percenter will do that, and people who have taken on that tattoo and they're not one percenters. They did it for the, forgive me, the glory, if you will, the negative glory. If the club finds out, they will cut it off them. It's a very special designation of someone who will do anything for the ends of the club.
So what are you saying? Are you saying that this is these are one percenters that carried this out? These are renegades that have are trying to do this for the glory? I mean, can you read between the lines?
One percenters are not renegades. One percenters are.
All right. Well, we don't know if this was a one percenter or not.
Thank you very much, though, for the call.
It's interesting.
Wow, the story is developing, so.
Yes, I don't think this one's going away.
All right, we'll be back with the good news. Yes, there is good news. It's on the way, coming up next on the Drex Radio Show on KGO.
A lot has changed over the years, but one thing that's remained the same is Greg O'Donnell of the O'Donnell Financial Group. And right now, O'Donnell Financial Group is offering its Family Plus loan with an interest rate of 3.75%. That's right, 3.75%. And if you happen to have a loan less or greater than $625,500, then Greg has the loan for you. Greg is the guy to talk to. So call him right now and get that super low rate at O'Donnell Financial. They provide custom financial offerings designed to meet your specific needs. They make the loan process easy and can fund your loan in a matter of weeks. Call them now at 866-496-2300. Call 866-496-2300 or visit them online at odonnellfinancialgroup.com. Licensed by the Cal BRE number 01198426. APR 3.875%. Not all applicants will qualify. Remember, you must have an income as defined by the IRS. In honor of our World War II veterans, the world's only full dual-control P-51C Mustang fighter, plus the B-17 Flying Fortress, the B-24 Liberator, and the B-25 Mitchell Bombers are coming to Moffett Federal Airfield in the Bay Area May 15th through the 23rd for an amazing World War II living history event. Explore these beautifully restored World War II bombers inside and out, and even become part of the crew in an unforgettable flight experience. Or get some stick time in the greatest fighter aircraft in the history of aviation. For more information, dates, and locations, call 800-568-8924 or check the website at bomberrides.org. That's bomberrides.org.
Hi, folks. Alan Thick here. If you owe back taxes, the IRS can do some scary things, but there is hope. With a special program called the Fresh Start Initiative, it's one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered. If you qualify, you could save thousands, even tens of thousands. Nobody knows this program like the experts at Optima Tax Relief. If a fresh start is what you need, Optima is who you want.
Call 800-317-1753. 800-317-1753.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom Sleep Gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom Sleep Gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
The voices in his head may not be real, but they have some really good ideas. The Drex Radio Show on KGO.
How did I get here?
Well, the incident in Texas has temporarily shoved biker gangs and their overwhelmingly white membership into the national spotlight, that's for sure. And along with the, you know, the continuing unfolding story that John Libertini broke here this evening.
Other than Sons of Anarchy, we were all just living in this dream world where they didn't go beat up people anymore. But Bob in San Francisco is actually in a club, and he says that lawyer didn't know what he was talking about. Right, Bob?
Well, I'll tell you what, that lawyer was trying to portray it like individual members within a club are the one percenters, and that's not it at all. In 1947, you had a big riot down in Hollister, California, which now calls himself the birthplace of the American biker. Mm. In an effort to save the face of motorcycling after the big riot down there, the American Motorcycle Association basically said, look, these guys only represent 1% of the motorcycle population. Well, your big clubs, your outlaw, as they're known to be, outlaw clubs, started wearing that as a badge. Okay, they embrace that. Yes, we are the 1%, and that's where the term came from. It's not an individual man inside the club; it's the entire 1% club.
Gotcha.
Okay, I appreciate
thank
you
so much for chiming in.
Thank you very much for listening. Okay, before we wrap things up, because we're running out of Daves, Tom Hanks is on tonight's show. And then tomorrow night is actually his last live show. And then Wednesday night will be a compilation. So that's it, and goodbye, Dave. And Dave did something that he never does. He sat down for an interview with Jane Pauley on CBS Sunday Morning in the Ed Sullivan Theater when it was empty. And I just want to play you, 50 seconds of it. Yes, just because it's Dave and a lot of us are going to miss him.
I'm naked and afraid. And it's so cliche, but I'll share it with you anyway. Any enormous uprooting change in my life has petrified me, really petrified me. But once I've come through the other side, the reward has been unimaginable. I can tell you the kind of feelings and emotions I hope will come of this, and that I'm looking forward to. And I think that will be fairly easy to accomplish. Now, getting back into television perhaps will not be as easy to accomplish. I don't think I'll ever be back in this building again, honestly. I think it'd just be too difficult for me. Yeah, emotionally too difficult for me, because I just don't want to come back and see others living our lives. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Wow. It was very special. I mean, and it was a great piece. So if you can go back and watch CBS This Morning or look at it on YouTube, and you're a David Letterman fan, it's well worth it, because the piece was 20 minutes long, and Jane Pauley just did an incredible job, and Dave was very, very honest. And he doesn't open up very much about these sort of things. To see him emote his honest feelings about his life and his career was a special person for a fan like I am. So, all right, I'm going to miss Dave, but I won't miss you, because we'll talk to you tomorrow night. The John Batchelor Show is next on KGOA 10.
Bill and Kathleen from American Vision Windows and Solar.
What do you think are the most expensive windows that you can get in your house? It's the ones you already have.
That's right. Your old windows that let in drafts and dust and let out the heat and air conditioning you're paying for.
And in celebration of their 15-year anniversary, Bill and Kathleen are making it easier than ever before to get beautiful, energy-efficient windows.
Bill and I are so thankful that you can now have the quiet, energy-efficient, and beautiful home of your dreams.
Listen to this. When you call American Vision Windows right now, enjoy no payment and no interest for 6 months, or payments as low as $99 per month, plus free expert installation from the number one window replacement company in California, American Vision Windows. It's just what you've been waiting for. So call 888-475-6464, 888-475-6464, 888-475-6464. CSIB number 778-326, American Vision Windows, a preferred hero financing contractor, 6 months, no interest, no payments, based on approved credit. Call for details.
I'm a freelance photographer, and I handle my own business. That's why I use QuickBooks Self-Employed. It's a simple program that helps me estimate my federal quarterly taxes and separate my business and personal expenses. Say I buy a new lens. The purchase pops up on my phone. I just swipe left to file it as a business expense. And tickets to a ball game with my kids? I swipe right to file as personal.
Dad, I'm hungry.
And swipe right for the hot dogs. That's how I own it.
If you work for yourself, try QuickBooks Self-Employed with a free 30-day trial. Learn more at qbselfemployed.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-735-7485 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-735-7485 to take your call now. Call 877-735-7485. That's 877-735-7485. Again, 877-735-7485.
Wow, that's a fax machine.
Yep. I'm applying for a home loan.
But Janet just showed me this new thing from Wells Fargo called Your Loan Tracker, where she uploads documents with her phone and signs important things electronically. Why don't you use that?
Oh, I'm not with Wells Fargo.
Bummer.
With Your Loan Tracker from Wells Fargo, the home loan process just got better. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/loan tracker.
Your Loan Tracker not available with all loans. Talk to a mortgage consultant for details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank N.A., Equal Housing Lender.
Gary? Why aren't you outside enjoying the party?
Hey, Michelle. It's this heartburn. When it hits, it really hits hard.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's it. I've had it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids.
Unlike Tums, new Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for combined powerful relief of your worst symptoms of heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Wow, you're packed fast.
Yeah, I feel much better.
Now this is a party. Kick acid and gas with new Rolaids Advanced.
The 11th annual San Mateo Disaster Preparedness Day will be held on Saturday, June the 6th at the San Mateo County Fair from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Arrive before 11 and receive free parking and admission to the fair. For information, call 650-363-4790.
Join KGOA 10 for the 34th annual Walnut Creek Art and Wine Festival Saturday and Sunday, May 30th and 31st. Two stages of live entertainment, over 200 arts and crafts booths, a beer garden, and more. Win a double date prize pack including parking, four glasses, and four tickets to Wine Tents. Visit the contest page at KGORadio.com. It's the Walnut Creek Chamber of Commerce Art and Wine Festival, May 30th and 31st at Heather Farm Park in Walnut Creek. From KGOA 10.
KGO, San Francisco, San Jose, Oakland, and worldwide at KGORadio.com.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.